This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. You can also call us on our Discord server. What is Discord? It is a free app that you can download, and basically a chat room app. So there's a bunch of different chat rooms on our Discord server. But there's also rooms specifically designed to allow you to call into the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, because the quality is much better when you call on Discord. So go to discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
So there's just so much, of course, in the news to talk about. There's no way we could cover it all. I did mention last night, Primo's Barbershop. Somebody, I think, mentioned this when they called in, that the barbershop in California has opened despite the government not allowing them to, and issuing a so-called cease and desist order to him. He has said he's going to continue to operate in this particular case. We'll tell you about Primo's Barbershop in Vacaville. That's coming up. Plus, one lady is trying to sell her home. Richie, you've got the story about that. Was that Florida? Where was that?
Miami. Yep.
Yeah, Miami. She's trying to sell her home, and let's just say the circumstances have made things very, very difficult.
Doubly difficult than it usually would be.
We'll get into that. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Plus, digital rape. Melanie's going to explain to us what that means and why it's in the news.
Because I didn't get it the first time.
Right now. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire, though, to start things out. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to call on Discord. But that's okay. You've got me anyway.
Here you are. Go ahead.
So the there's been a survey on the Union Leader, which is New Hampshire's main newspaper, regarding public opinion on reopening, and it seems to signal a kind of a turn on a dime in favor of reopening. One of the options was do you want to reopen immediately? And then there was all these other options like wait, you know, or never, or it's too dangerous or whatever. But anyway, immediately is beating all the other options by 4-1, roughly.
Sure, but it's an online poll, which is not scientific.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
I don't vote in political elections, but I did click the little button that says immediately on that one.
So. Well, the libertarians are good about going and voting in online polls. I mean, remember the Ron Paul campaign? I mean, there's all kinds of online polls that Ron Paul won because, you know, it's not hard to go and vote in a poll on the internet. And somebody who's relatively, even minorly technically capable can reset their IP address if they've got a, you know, non-static IP internet service, and your typical internet service does. So even if it's IP tracked, somebody who's got the time and the interest in stacking a poll can easily do that. I'm not trying to say this is bad, you know, this is a bad results or anything. I'm glad to hear that the poll is winning, that the best poll selection is winning on the union leader side. I just think it's important to point out that this is not scientific.
All we got
to
do is wait till May 31st and then protest again.
You know, Zogby doesn't come to town every month, right? This is what we have to work with in terms of gauging public opinion. In addition to that, it's an indication of how passionate each side is, which is actually, I mean, politics has moved forward more by passion than by numbers.
Okay, so what's the other side? I mean, what are the other options and how are they doing? What are what are the percentages?
I didn't remember what the other ones were, but just that the total was about 1,000 votes. And
a couple of the other options was like 2 weeks or it's too soon to tell.
Yeah.
It might have been 2 weeks, too soon to tell, something like that, or immediately.
Well, according to St. Anselm College, they did a survey showing 67% of registered Granite State, I think they mean Granite Staters, view the current level of restrictions as, quote, just about right. So very different results coming from the poll conducted by St. Anselm College Survey Center, where overwhelmingly Granite Staters are approving of the way Chris Sununu is handling the COVID-19 crisis. So I don't know. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, on the other hand, if you go out, there's plenty of traffic. people, you know, things actually feel pretty normal to me for the most part. I'm very sad for businesses that have had to shut down, and I think that's outrageous.
Yep.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that Sununu's, you know, restrictions, although they're regrettable, are much milder than those of the states around here. So when people are approving of Sununu, they are often approving of his relatively mild approach.
You know, the other states around here are leftist socialist states. So that's not what I'm going to compare myself to.
Yeah, it sure would be better if we were leading the race as opposed to just beating all the midgets in terms of the height contest.
Yeah, compare it to actual liberty and freedom, and then let's talk about how much restriction we have.
I mean, he got up on TV and said, I can't operate this PowerPoint, and then proceeded to tell us how he's going to micromanage the economy.
This is the governor.
Indefinitely, yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw him on, there was some sort of a clip that Vincent posted from Fox News where they interviewed Sununu, and he was just, you know, making excuses for shutting down beaches and telling people what to do. And, you know, by no means is this person in any way freedom-oriented. He's talking about how he's, you know, working with Massachusetts as governor and the Maine governor, and that they're all trying to be on the same page or whatever.
The reopen task force.
There's the reopen task force, which has identified three very important areas that need to be reopened.
Golf.
Including
one of them.
Golf.
Top of the list.
The number, yeah, the letter A of the three different areas. So, I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. It's an outrageous imposition on freedom. And I just wonder when we're going to see some business owners defy it, because I haven't heard. Maybe there are some doing that in New Hampshire. Just, we haven't gotten wind of it yet. Have you guys heard of anything out in New Hampshire?
Oh, there's plenty of illegal business going on.
No, no, no. I mean somebody, like, opening their business.
Like an
underground
thing. Like a storefront?
Yeah. Like a real store, really open. Like a restaurant or something. Something where someone's not allowed to legally, by the governor's orders, be open. And they opened anyway. I want to hear about it.
Head shops were open and a pawn shop was open.
Are you saying they have to be public about it?
If they're open to the public, then they would be being public about it.
Because I have you know, liberty-minded friends on social media who posted that, you know, they enjoyed a night at a restaurant for the first time in a while.
Really?
And the question was, like, oh, which restaurant?
And they won't say.
And it's like, well, just ask the cool kids. Right? You know, you can find out, but we're obviously not going to post it here and make it publicly known.
And the snitches will then snitch them out.
So there might be some. I have not gone personally, but they are posting and sharing that they have gone to restaurants in violation of the order, but, you know, not trying to draw attention to it.
Interesting claims. All right. I'd like to know more about that.
There is a disturbing term that is beginning to enter the public discourse, and that is exit strategy for the... for the lockdowns, right?
Like we had in Iraq.
That's what they had in Iraq. And look where we are. In Iraq!
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's part of it, right? Like, what does the task force need to do, right? Just lift the restrictions and let people go
nothing.
About their business.
Stop doing, government, stop doing everything.
Right. There doesn't need to be a strategic phased reopening of this type of business, and then next week this type of business, and then next week the other kind of business.
Where a bunch of bureaucrats make decisions for the entire economy.
And now you have to have extra employees because you have to have somebody taking everyone's, or taking, I think, just
screening upon
employee
entering.
Temperatures when they come in. And then you're supposed to hire somebody to walk around and tell people to wear masks and stand 6 feet apart.
Ask them.
If you're a small business who might not have three employees at any given time in the store, that's going to be really difficult to operate. If you're a Walmart, you can do that fairly easily.
Yeah, right. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
Hello.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Yeah, I mean, if you do look at the governor's order that came out in New Hampshire on Friday, which has a bunch of these stupid rules that they're going to try to shove down all these businesses' throats, then it is just ridiculous, the idea of trying to adhere to all of this stuff. I don't have it sitting in front of me right now, but, you know, like you're saying, if you're a small business owner, it's going to be incredibly costly. And
like, what if you don't have any employees?
You got to ask yourself the screening question.
I got to walk around and tell people to stand 6 feet apart instead of run the business.
it's not a very interesting read either.
No, it's a bunch of micromanaging. Here's how you're going to run your business or else we're going to hurt you, is basically what it is. And it's despicable. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, it's loaded up with words that make it sound like maybe they're just suggestions. Because they do use the term guidelines all over the place.
May, shall.
Yeah, I mean, is it an order or not? 855-450-FREE.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here we go. Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Coming up, the barbershop owner in California who is ignoring a cease and desist order that has been issued to him, and he's going to keep cutting people's hair because, well, he feels like it.
Call me skeptical, but we'll see for how long.
And he right? should be able to.
He should be able to. I hope he does.
He might be forcibly stopped.
Well, this is true. I mean, there was a guy, we talked about a guy in Maine yesterday on the show who was making a big deal about reopening his business, his restaurant. He did. They shut. They took his liquor license and took his health permit from
him.
Oh, no. And he had said he was going to keep going, and then, like, that night he put an update on social media saying they were stopped.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's one thing to do it in the hopes of getting enough public support or other businesses to join you. But when you don't get that public support and no one jumps behind you, right. then you're out in the open.
It sucks to be alone up against the state. They will chop your head off figuratively and literally if they get the chance. So you can bring up anything you want here, especially if you know of a local business that is challenging the government mandates and demands and standing up and actually opening their doors against the governor's orders. Would love to hear those stories if they're out there. And I do have one here to tell in just a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. And when the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in over 200 countries, apparently, or roundabouts, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Gopal is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gopal.
Hey, you guys. How's it going? Hey. It's Gopal, like Ron Paul.
Gopal. All right.
Thank you, Ian. Anyway, I just wanted to mention I was getting in my Uber on the way to work today, and the
Six
guy
feet
was
away from
like,
the driver, I hope.
Yeah, it was an 18-wheeler. I was getting in my Uber, and I noticed the driver didn't have a mask on, and I was saying how refreshed I was to see that, and
oh,
he
good.
Said, you know, I just picked up a nurse from New York that had to go to SFO, San Francisco Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she got in the car, she took the mask.
Oh, we are doing a broadcast radio program, and you are not allowed to say that word. Although what he was trying to say, just to make sure our listeners could get the message, was that the nurse lady that he picked up was saying that the whole thing is BS. And it would have been nice to hear the rest of the story, but thank you, Gopal, for the call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's go back to California, where in the city of Vacaville, which, by the way, vaca means cow in Spanish, it's ordering a barbershop that is defying county and state coronavirus restrictions to, quote, cease and desist, according to officials on Friday. The owner of Primo's Barbershop, Juan Desmares, was served the cease and desist order after Vacaville code enforcement officers asked him to close several times. Said the city.
Well, they were just asking.
Sure, yeah.
You just say no.
Say no.
Yeah.
I don't think they asked. That's how it got reported.
Yeah, it's always
reported
that way.
But I don't think that's how it went down.
Yep, that's always how the news reports, though. Whenever you see a story about government forcing somebody to do something, almost always news media reports it as, government's asked so-and-so to do such-and-such.
They requested and he did not comply.
Yeah, they're usually not requests. And that is a question you can always ask. If a government goon is trying to tell you something, you can always say, are you asking or are you ordering? Just to clarify, in case you're not real sure like how they're saying things to you, just go ahead and ask. And get them on video, by the way, when they're confronting you. Now, I don't know if this guy got video, but, quote, unfortunately, those efforts have been unsuccessful, and Primo's, which was initially closed, has reopened, said the city in a press release. They said further in the release, quote, as a result, the city has informed Desmares via a letter delivered by the Vacaville Police Department that if he continues to operate his shop, he could face a variety of legal actions.
Oh, no.
The cease and desist order says, quote, violation of the orders carries significant criminal penalties, subjecting you to citations and or arrest. unquote. Under the California government code, each violation is a misdemeanor, and that's pretty common in, at least from what I've seen of these various different governor's orders, is it's usually a misdemeanor up to a year in jail or 6 months in some cases, and this one is a up to 6 months in jail and up to a $1,000 fine.
See, a lot of those threats still require an increased level of compliance, right? We're shut down or we're going to cite you. And so if they cite you and you stay open, then what? Well, then we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll then cite
we're
you
going
again.
To, yes. But if you continue to not comply, right, eventually it gets to the violent part.
Of course it will.
Of course it will. But if you can get enough of your neighbors, you know, to support you or stay open themselves, then maybe by the time, you know, they get to that the violent part, there's overwhelming public support behind you and the community.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
Wouldn't that be nice?
A state can't enforce something, at least openly, that lacks popular support. And
wait, they can't enforce something openly that lacks popular support?
Don't you mean the opposite?
They can't enforce something openly that
if something has
popular
if
support.
A law doesn't have public support, then
okay.
they cannot openly
gotcha.
Enforce. They do a lot of things in secret, too, but they cannot openly enforce that with any level of success. So a large part of the problem here is the population, and I was not, like, the most... What's the opposite of pessimist? I was not the most optimistic person about the human population in the first place, but I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm to the point where like, yeah, this is it. I'm done. Like,
you're checking out of humanity.
I'm not associated with those people. I'm done. Like hoping that we can fix this. Because if you're just like, well, yeah, of course the government could just like order me to be unemployed indefinitely,
permanent,
and I'm okay with that and celebrating it. Actually, I'm like,
that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem with the COVID situation is the protests don't. The protests lacks public support. Like more people prefer the lockdown, prefer the government action.
According to the polls,
according to the scientific polls. Right. Well, and you pulled one up, you know, to oppose Dave Ridley's earlier call. It says, like, no, people like it. You know, the poll numbers for the governor's approval ratings, those are going up.
Of course, then again, if the polls are calling people on landline telephones, they're more likely to reach the people who are staying home, right?
The old people,
like,
yeah.
So, like, I don't know, who are they really talking to on these polls? Now, from what I understand, they do have ways of calling mobile phones, but I don't know how effective those are.
Or if you're at work, maybe you don't answer the phone.
Sure, yeah. So what time are they doing these polls?
But if everybody was just like, yeah, this is that's cute, I'm opening my business, then they couldn't do anything about it.
That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Unfortunately, most people are afraid. And of those business owners who might want to open in violation of the rules, they're worried about the public pushback because there are a lot of people who want to stay home. There are a lot of people who are afraid of the coronavirus.
You may not get that four-hour line out of your restaurant like that dude in Maine.
You may not. You might, though. I mean, but either way, you know, there's a lot of negativity that's being directed towards these people as well. And so we can talk more about this gentleman who is opening up his barber shop in spite of the orders, rather, that have been issued against him in the city of Vacaville. We'll tell you more about it. And there's an interesting twist on what this guy used to do for his living. This is Free Talk Live. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump announced an approval for a drug treatment to fight the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
Drug maker Gilead has donated the remdesivir stock it has on hand, and it's racing to make more. More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves on Fox's Hannity says it's time.
Our people are smart enough to do the right thing. They're staying 5 or 6 feet apart. They're not getting in groups of more than 10 people. But you cannot lock people in their homes and tell them you can't go to work. And oh, by the way, you can't go outside either.
This is USA Radio News. If you're married to someone who's not a U.S. citizen, you may have to wait longer for your stimulus check. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed. But the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed-status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately. But if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here on the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those if you want to sound great on the air with us. Tonight, it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Melanie.
Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space, and we think that that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future at intercoin.org. So we're talking about the California barbershop that is run by a gentleman, Juan Desmares, who has been targeted by the government and the state for opening his doors when they said, you're not allowed.
And soon to be targeted by ICE with a name like that.
Maybe. The cease and desist order says that it's a violation of the orders carries significant criminal penalties, subjecting you to citations and or arrest, unquote. Story from KCRA 3. at KCRA.com. Under the California government code, each violation is a misdemeanor that carries a fine of up to $1,000 or 6 months in county jail. Under California health and safety code, each day of violating the order carries a fine between $50 and $1,000 per day or up to 90 days in county jail per day.
I mean, as far as the fines go, that still might make your business profitable depending on what your business is.
But eventually it becomes the jail time. That means they're willing to put people in jail for 90 days to 6 months for just serving customers.
For every day that they're serving customers.
Right.
And if it were $50 a day, maybe you could cover that. But $1,000 a day, I mean, you know, barbershop, I don't know what kind of money
probably
these
not
people
a barbershop.
Pull in. But either way, it's still, this is one of the other frustrating parts to me. If a business owner opens up and then goes and pays all these fines, he's making it worse. He's contributing to the problem. You shouldn't look at these fines as a cost of doing business. Like, oh, if I just pay the $50 a day, I can keep operating.
Well, you pay for your business license, you pay your corporate
tax.
That's
the problem, though. That's why we're where we're at today, is because all these business owners paid for the license. They jumped through the hoops. And the reason why they did that was because they were afraid of what would happen if they didn't. Or they've been propagandized to believe that they needed to have the license in order to look legitimate or whatever.
I've never seen a single business owner that was like, yeah, licenses are awesome, and I'm glad I have to go pay for this, $50 piece of paper.
They're also not activists, right? They're there to make money. They're there to make a profit. Whatever it takes to make the most amount of money, if that's your goal.
Sure. And so you can understand why business owners have done what they've done. But the fact is, the fact that they've done those things has led us to a point where they're all under the control of the state.
Yeah.
And this is it's terrible what's happened here.
I don't begrudge them for doing it, just like I don't begrudge people for paying taxes.
I don't either. Right. I mean, I can understand why somebody would want to minimize the damage that is being done to them. And that's what paying the gang does. It makes it so the gang leaves you alone. But unfortunately, now the gang
anymore.
Right. Now the gang is telling you, well, you're not going to operate at all until we say so.
Well, because they have the power to do so. Right.
Sure.
If it was a street gang. Right. But if it was a street gang and they did that same thing, right? Either pay the protection money or we shut you down. And after you pay the protection money, we can still shut you down for your protection.
But the difference is, if you went to war with the street gang, people would understand.
Yeah.
Like, if the gangsters come in to try to shake you down and they, you know, stick a gun in your face or whatever, you have the right to blast them away if you get the opportunity, right? Like, if you shoot somebody who's threatening you, you are within your legal rights to do that. If it's, however, the Department of Regulation or whatever bureaucracy we're talking about that comes in there, then they're going to sick the entire police force upon you, and the public is going, you know, the people are going to look at it, and they're going to look at you, and they're going to say, oh, this guy's a psychopath.
That's the sad part.
That's the breakdown, right? Like, because the same thing is happening. One situation is a private gang that is threatening you, and the other one is the public gang.
And the public gang has the public support.
Well, here's the other interesting twist to this story. According to sanfrancisco.cbslocal.com, Juan Desmaris, the owner of the business, is a former California Highway Patrol officer.
Oh, man. So no wonder. So, of course, he supports them with the licensing and regulations.
I mean, every business owner gets licensed, but he's going up against these people. I mean, kudos to this guy. And so,
maybe he thinks he's got friends on the inside.
I don't know, but according to KCRA, he's under a cease and desist right now, so they're going to be fining him on a daily basis. The city, in their press release about this, said, "The city of Vacaville appreciates the difficult circumstances that small businesses are facing." Oh, really? You're not running a small business.
But they are hurting for tax revenue. So
how could they appreciate? Well, that's a good question. Is what are the property tax bills going to, you know, how many people are going to pay their property tax bills on time? And then what's going to happen when they don't? Because there must be people who aren't going to be able to pay the property tax bill because there are renters who are refusing to pay rent. So how are you going to pay your property taxes if you are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, so to speak, as a landlord? Because not every landlord is some sort of fat cat.
If you live in your house and you got fired because you were legally mandated to get fired.
And you can't afford to pay the property tax.
It's not necessarily somebody who has an extra house.
The city of Vacaville appreciates the difficult circumstances small businesses are facing, said the mayor, and the mayor and city council and staff are working diligently through the proper channels in an attempt to ease some of the pressures on small businesses.
No, they're not.
Right. Yeah, what are they supposed to be doing exactly?
They keep extending the deadline for opening up everywhere.
Dismaris, so again, the business owner, talked to KCR3 on Tuesday about reopening his barbershop despite the stay-at-home order. He said, quote, "Be fearful in your own house. For me and my family, clients who are willing to come, we are not going to live in fear. This is about livelihoods. Each of us makes about $10,000 a month in our chair," unquote. So again, it's one of those things where the other people that work there sort of rent the chair or whatever.
Yep.
Primo staff now all wear masks and gloves when seeing clients. They also are only taking customers by appointment, and there's no waiting area. Quote, "We're going to stay open regardless of citations, regardless of cease and desist orders," unquote. That's what Dismara said as of Friday about this situation. He said all of his barbers have young families, and they need to work to support their families. Quote, "We're not here to harm anyone," he said. "We're here to make people feel good about themselves." Unquote.
So that's about $400, $500 a day, roughly.
So $10,000 a month?
$10,000 a month. If the fine is, you know, well, that much or more,
I almost feel like he doesn't know how to look at his finances, because $10,000 a month in profits, that sounds more like gross revenue to me, though.
Either way.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen his books, but that, like, $10,000 a month seems kind of steep, just
Said, yeah, but he said per chair, right? So that each barber is bringing in that much. But if that, you know, I did the math quickly in my head, $400-$500, you know, per day per chair. If they're fining you $500 a day to stay open, right, that's the citation, or $1,000 a day, then the fine is more than you're making for that chair. But if you have, you know, six chairs open and all your barbers are doing it, do they fine all the barbers the same?
Or it's 500 a day if it was a 20-day month, right? Like, if you're just doing weekdays, that's 500 a day.
Yeah.
That's $50 a person if you're doing 10 people a day, right?
Sure,
that's not unbelievable as far as... Now, is that their net or is that their gross? That is a good question.
Other
it's maybe a high-end...
Expenses.
Yeah, I mean, it is...
Because you got rent, you got light bill, you got shampoo,
right.
Like...
No, I got you.
Well, anyway, going on here, city spokes bureaucrat Mark Mazzafaro says any small businesses having difficulty should contact the Vacaville Economic Development Department. He said, quote, "We understand things are tough, but we also want to keep our residents safe and healthy. That's our priority, whether it's COVID-19 or any other day of the week." Well, what's that supposed to do? Contact the Economic Development Department? What are they going to do?
Soliciting hate mail. That's really weird.
Yeah. 855.
Contact them then.
450 free. That's 855.
Lots of contacts of people.
450-3733. That's not going to get somebody's hair cut, okay? People want to have their hair cut. And if they're willing to go ahead and take whatever risks are involved to go to the barbershop to do it, they should be free to do that. Kudos to this guy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And want to say thanks to Richard Freeman, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Richard contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote as a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the United States, bringing new internet listeners and new radio listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom because, well, it's needed now more so than it's ever been. So if you appreciate the work that we do here and you want to see us on more radio stations, we're getting close to 200. We had more than 200 at one time, but some stations have flipped formats in recent months and or some have gone off the air entirely. Sadly, I was talking with somebody at a station that I'm prospecting, right? Like, I call radio stations during the week, and I won't say which station it was, but it was out west, and the lady I spoke with said she was depressed because no one wants to advertise. And the radio business is built on advertising, an advertising model, and in this economic downturn, which has been forced upon us by the government, you know, why would you want to advertise your business if people can't come there?
Yeah, that's one of those like trickle-down effects, the unseen effects
right.
of government policy that may not be at the forefront, right? It may take a while for someone to go like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Why would anybody buy ads for business that you can't go to?
Same thing's true in newspapers. They're having a tougher time than ever, and they were already having a tough time.
Newspapers were going to die, and
sure.
We're dying anyway. But
this is accelerating that.
Yeah, just because you're a, quote, essential doesn't mean your clients are.
That's right. Let's go on here. We talked to Scott in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Richie, Rich, and Melanie.
It's Scott the Bigot. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm very happy. Usually I'm not happy, but I'm happy very quickly because before this year is out, 2020, no question, not maybe, if absolutely positively, America, this rotten regime is going to collapse because I'll tell you why. The American people, when their meager, measly $1,200 stimulus checks are gobbled up, their unemployment benefits are gobbled up, they have no money, They don't have any hope, no dignity. They take away their homes and they can't pay their car payments.
No, there'll just be a stimulus round two.
Hopefully America will take to the streets and there will be a revolution, riot, insurrection, whatever you call it. And hopefully this horrible, rotten Zionist-occupied government, or Zog, will be overthrown. And it deserves to be overthrown.
Well, every state deserves to be overthrown.
Yeah. Now, what you want to see, though, replace it? Like, what sort of system or structure or strongman or whatever? What do you, you know, what's your ideal circumstance?
This is my ideal. This would be my ideal. To have a Nazi Klan government. That's what I would want.
A Nazi Klan government.
Before you say this, let me explain.
What's a Nazi Klan versus just plain old Nazis?
I would invite both parties to come, both groups to come in.
Groups?
And run America.
Both
because
groups?
Now, before
the Nazis
you say,
and the
you know,
Jews.
Oh, you know, I want to exterminate people. No, I don't. No, not at all. Not at all. What I want is...
Not
I
even the Zionist-occupied government people?
Yes, we have a Zionist-occupied government, which...
Why not exterminate?
You didn't answer his question. He asked you about, do you want to exterminate those people?
No.
Okay. You just want them out of power. Okay.
That's
right. Good. What are the two groups that you're referring to, though? You talked about a Nazi
Klan. The Nazis
Klan.
And the Klans, I think, are two different groups.
Oh, you mean like groups. The Klan with a K. I was thinking Nazi Klan with a C as though it were part of...
No.
That where Nazi was modifying the word Klan.
I think the Nazis are on the right side of the bell curve and the Klan is on the left side of the bell curve.
No, they're both the same. One wears brown shirts, another wears a sheet. But that's before you say, oh, to exterminate, not at all. I hate the Democrats. I hate the Republicans. They're all bought and paid for by international Jewish finance. I want a government that's going to represent white people, white Christian America, that has been disenfranchised, literally disenfranchised. Even their dignity has been taken away from them.
What do you say to the current minorities that already think that this government represents white America?
Say that again.
What do you say to the minority groups currently in existence that already are making the claim that this government overrepresents white America?
This government represents itself. It doesn't represent any...
I understand.
I'll answer that question.
Yeah.
Donald Trump represents wealthy white Christians. He is
perfect.
Trump,
right? Isn't that what you want?
What's that?
Isn't that good for you?
No.
No.
I don't want trillions to go to Wall Street and big bankers. I want the money to go to the poor farmer, a poor man making who's a mechanic. I want
the Mexicans picking the fruit out in the field.
So you want welfare? You want subsidies? What are you saying?
No, this is what I want. I want an America where people have manufacturing jobs. We have no manufacturing in this country. Where they can make a decent wage. First of all, the minimum wage has to be every American should get at least $15 to $20 an hour as a living wage.
Now, is that
not
a living?
It's not going to mean anything once the inflation from that kicks in.
Okay, but is that a Nazi viewpoint? I mean, the living wage, is that typically like a Nazi
talking point?
Yeah,
plank of the Nazi National Socialist Party.
Maybe not. But when I say Nazi Klan, maybe I'm rephrasing that. Let me explain. I want not so much to persecute non-white people as to give dignity to white people that have been so knocked down and taken their hope has been taken away. I'm referring to things like...
So do you want to have like an ethnic cleansing once the pro-white people take over?
No, not at all. Not at
Why
all.
Don't those white people just pull them up by their bootstraps? Get back to work.
I want where a lot of white people are beaten down. A lot of them they refer to as white trash.
Okay, well, what about the other people that are beaten down? Why don't you care about them? Like, why are white people so important to you compared to other human beings? I mean,
a lot of black people and also whites as well are on ICB cards, welfare. And
so you want to get white people off of welfare, but you don't want to get black people off of welfare?
I want to get everyone off of welfare.
Oh, okay.
I want an America.
Okay.
I want an America, but I want an America where black people are not persecuted, not beaten up, where white people
something
white
a lot less bigoted.
Top preference.
Oh, he's bigoted. He's he's covering whatever. So, what do you want to see happen exactly? Let's be clear here, Scott. So it sounds
this is
like
what I want to see.
Yeah,
I want to see all of the bankers on Wall Street, many of them who are primarily of Jewish international bankers. I want to see them tried for treason. I'm serious about them. I want to see them held before a court.
Okay,
and
but what about okay,
executed?
Let's talk
you
about.
Just said they didn't want them exterminated.
I would try them for
fraud, but I'm not
going to be picky there.
It's not an extermination if they get a trial first. See, that is totally fair.
It's an execution, not an extermination. All right.
I mean, okay, but that is based on behavior, not ethnicity. So I'm assuming
wrong. A lot of the bankers are indeed Jews.
No, but you don't want to try and execute Jewish people who are not bankers, correct?
No, I want to.
What should happen to those Jewish people?
You mean the bankers?
No, the ones that are the normal people that, you know, most Jews.
Who's a mechanic or a farmer?
Yeah.
Charging usury.
When I mean Jews, maybe I'm vague. I'm talking about international Jews. The Jews such as Steven Spielberg.
Okay, but what should happen to the blacks in your Nazi country? What should happen to blacks and Jews and Hispanics and Asians and everybody who doesn't meet your little perfect mix of whatever you think is ideal as far as race is concerned?
That's a very tough question.
How is that a tough question?
It seems to be the biggest question.
You have an ideal system that you want.
It seems like the most obvious question you're going to get when you talk about a Nazi society. It's like, well, what happens to everybody else?
I would like to see them, if I could, I would like to see many of them deported out of the United States, but that's not going to happen. So let's be realistic. Putting them in a detention center is not going to really happen. You asked me what I would like to see. That's what I would like to see. What's going to happen is not. It's you have to look at reality, and that's not going to happen.
Have you guys tried to take over just one state and make that the Nazi plan ethno state instead of an entire country? Like, take Delaware or Rhode Island and just work on that. It's small enough.
That's never going to happen because it's too liberal, Rhode Island or Massachusetts.
Okay, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. I mean, come on.
That would be,
especially Mississippi, that would be fertile ground where the whites
are
backward. They're very bad. I hate to say it, but they are. They're white trash. They're poor people, but they're white trash.
That's your target audience. That's who you're trying to bring up.
I guess that's true. That's right.
All right, Scott, you got your work cut out for you. He doesn't really sound like he's got it all figured out.
Let us know when you move to Mississippi.
Yeah. Hey, well, he's in Florida. So
that's close.
That's
what I'm saying.
855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever ridiculousness that you want. You can do that on Free Talk Live. More on the way. Coming up, we'll talk about other stuff. I don't have it in front of me. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.